It's another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
And welcome back, America, the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. Steve-O, was there anything that I didn't wrap up in the first hour that I needed to wrap up here when we came back? I didn't think so.
Well, now, okay, so you said you rescued the president. I'm just kidding. No.
Yeah? Yeah?
Just wanted to say, FYI, I just got a call from Morley Safer at 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
And they are going to come down and they do want to talk to you.
Okay.
Also, ABC Evening News also called. They would like to see if you'd like to take over for Brian Williams.
Yeah, no, it's NBC. Isn't he? Was he ABC?
He
or
was
NBC?
ABC.
Was he?
Yeah. Or was it NBC?
I don't know.
Or was it CBS?
He was actually both. He was actually employed by all three networks.
I think it was ABC. No, was it ABC?
I think it's NBC.
I don't remember.
866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Interesting situation this last week it's actually been an ongoing problem, but I didn't want to bring it up on the radio until it was resolved or not resolved, because it isn't resolved yet, but I need to let you know about it. It's been an ongoing problem. It's been a problem with a lot of other people, evidently, not just me. Mm-hmm. Big fan of LogMeIn over the years, as you know. We've talked about it a lot. Remote access software, or service actually, service/software, gives you the ability to take control of a machine over the internet. Works very well. They offered a free version for some time. They've kind of pseudo, semi, sort of stopped doing the free version. And they actually got a lot of heat about how they handled that. And that was really, that should have been an indication to me that something was going on behind the scenes with that company. Because what they did is they just all of a sudden said, for many account holders, your account's no longer free. Pay up. You can't use it anymore. And it was kind of it's like, you know, we talked about during the break, Steve-O, I don't begrudge anyone the right to earn a living. You provide a good service or a good product, you charge for it. And if it's too much, you won't sell many. And if it's too little, you won't make much money. And if you hit the sweet spot, if you're paying attention, you'll do well and people will be happy. So I don't begrudge them that decision to take away a lot of the free accounts. What's weird about it is they haven't taken away all of them, haven't disabled all of them. And they've done some weird stuff in terms of pricing, where they've offered it for $59 and then all of a sudden changed it and then done auto renewals at a higher price without telling you. Well, one of the things that happened to me the beginning of this month is they auto-renewed my subscription for $100. Didn't tell me. Didn't do anything. I just look at my bank account, $100, $99 taken out. Mm-hmm. So I tried to call them up and say, hey, what's going on? I didn't really want to renew. And that's another issue. We'll talk about that here in a moment. Didn't really want to renew. You know, what are we going to do? Well, I couldn't get a hold of anybody. Tried for 2.5 weeks, on hold for half an hour, on hold for 45 minutes, on hold for, you know, 20 minutes. Well, you know, I've got other things to do, other places to be, and couldn't hold. Well, I got to the point yesterday where I just was going to call my bank and just dispute the charge and be done with it. And I thought, you know what, I'll call them one more time. And I got through in about 8 or 10 minutes, got through, talked to the guy, said, look, you guys renewed my subscription, didn't tell me you were going to renew it, didn't realize what the date was on the renewal, and what are we going to do? And he said, well, I can't give you a full refund. And I said, okay, thank you, and hung up. Didn't even talk to him after that because two reasons. Number one, it was very, very clear in our conversation that it was not about him trying to even try to make me feel comfortable with the situation. It was about him finding an excuse to not do what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. He had a very sort of defensive, uncooperative attitude. And I just don't have a lot of tolerance for that anymore. And so, you know, I hung up, said, thank you. I'm not going to argue with you. You know, you guys are going to be jerks. you know, instead of saying, well, Dave, hold on. Let's see what we can do. Let me look at your account. And we're going to make sure we get this resolved so that everybody's happy. That was not the attitude at all. So I ended up calling a bank and disputing the charge. We'll find out what happens with that down the road. The point being, and I don't know exactly why or what the situation is, but it's very, very clear. It's interesting because it's almost the same sort of screw you attitude that you have. You know, everybody has employees or agents that are not the best. And sometimes you can get a bad attitude, and it does happen even in the best of companies. But then you have companies where it's pretty clear that it's almost like they're trained to have that attitude. It's so consistent and so... You know, we talked about Comcast with what they've been doing for years now, actually, coming to light where they're actually sending, you know, have a customer support representative get so irritated with somebody that's a customer that calls in that they actually change the name on the bill to some rude, really rude, vulgar name. And they actually send the bill out to that person with that name on the front of it. Just astonishing, assuming that those reports aren't fraudulent. Don't appear to be. It's a similar situation, I think, with LogMeIn. It seems like there's some kind of pervasive thing within the organization of LogMeIn that it's like, guys, we're technically, we've worded our legal documents, our EULAs, end user licensing agreement, or however you want to call it, we've worded that stuff technically so that we're right to the letter of the law. And we're not budging from that. And if somebody calls up that they're dissatisfied because they didn't understand or they were confused or they, whatever, doesn't matter. We got them, and we've got the legal backing to stay, you know, stand here and not move and work with people. And if they don't like it, too bad. That's the feeling I get when I talk to them, and I've seen on the web, I'm not the only one.
Yep. And I tell you what, that is I think one of the largest downfalls that companies make is to be legally correct and right, but not handle it properly socially with the end users and their customers, and they end up going away because of that attitude.
Well, I can tell you right now. I mean, one of the reasons I'm talking about it, you know, I don't want to put however many people that are working with LogMeIn out of business and out of work, but I do want us, you and me and whoever else is a LogMeIn user, to know that if you're going to utilize LogMeIn services and you're going to do a subscription, you better write it down and you better put an alarm in your smartphone, because if you want to make a different choice, they won't let you. And you're going to be forced to play hardball with them, and they're going to make sure that's what they do. They're not interested in your satisfaction. They're interested in getting your money and being legally right in doing so. We'll come back. We'll talk about more detail on that regard.
Don't go away now. Dr. Dave is about to answer your question next. Right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
Hey, guys. This is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today.
Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.